I'm not ready.
Fuck you. They can hear us. Podcast time, episode 3.
I always forget how loud I should talk. Hello?
Hello? Hello!
There we go.
I think we're good. I think they can hear us even if we're just talking like this.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think not if I cover my mouth. So.
Yeah, because actually, I can hear you even better if I cover my mouth. Like, holy shit. You can hear me even better if I cover my mouth. All right, this is autistic right here in the beginning. Jesus Christ.
Full autism. We went full retard.
Yeah, we're retarded. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Man, this is horrible.
What are we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
Was it Pennhurst, right?
Rolling Hills.
Rolling Hills and then Downey, right?
Oh, I should, like, look up pictures or something.
No. And then we were going to talk about...
Downey, right. We're going to talk about ghosts and
yeah, and then we were going to talk about Abraham getting married at the age of 18. Domestic.
That can be later.
Well, yeah, I'm just giving a little bit of a... schedule.
So Abraham getting married will probably be like the last thing we talk about.
Yeah, because that's always the last thing to talk about for whatever reason.
Oh, dude, Minecraft's still open. Hey, I'm 17, by the way. I'm an adult, almost. I do not play Minecraft, stupid ass.
No, we're adults.
I almost said Rolling Stones.
That's a good band, too. That's not bad.
That's a good band. They have so many albums. It's not even funny, and they have so many hits. Yeah. I listen to a song, I'm like, this is Rolling Stones?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. You listen to Rolling Stones, it's like, I had no idea this was even Rolling Stones. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no clue.
It's weird. What's this? This is Rolling Stones. God damn it. This is Rolling Hills, a sanctum. What the fuck did I just say? God damn it. Alright, whatever, dude. It's just an asylum, right?
Actually, it's not that big.
Okay, we're not gonna. Let's talk about Downey first, because that's the one we're gonna go to.
Downey is the. Fuck, what did I just say?
Downey is a city, right?
Yes, Downey is a city. Downey Asylum, is that where we're going? Is that the abandoned place that's like 60 acres?
Yeah, but it's. That's the not asylum's it. Not 60
that's
acres.
That's it?
That's not it. Okay. That's a part of it.
That's a part of it? That looks brand new.
Nah, motherfucker, look at that.
It looks brand new.
Where the hell am I going?
That looks literally brand new. It's all boarded up. It just has boards. That's it. The paint looks fine.
Maybe they paint. I don't know what they did, but that's a part of it.
they went over and painted it.
They just went over and painted it again. Yeah, see, here's part of it. I think that a part of it was maybe taken down and then rebuilt again and then abandoned.
Wow, great.
So. Because it's been around since, what, the 1800s?
Right, yeah.
So part of it probably either burned down, felt just earthquakes, destroyed it.
Yeah, because...
Here's part of it.
Wow, that thing's, like, sinking.
Yeah, this is... oh, here's part of it right here.
This is
oh, that's Rancho.
There's an abandoned place in Rancho? That's even closer.
There's a Rancho Los Amigos Insane Asylum. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, it's the same thing. Oh, it's... What the
fuck? Interesting.
Rancho.
You know, somebody called into the library asking for a Rancho Law something. Not asylum, but prison.
Prison? Oh, it's the same thing. Okay, so Downey must be in Rancho Cucamonga.
No.
Maybe Downey's not a.
Downey's in Los Angeles.
Well, why the fuck is the same thing popping up for Downey?
Rancho Los Amigos. Or Los Amigos, eh?
Yeah,
Los Amigos, that's probably something else. That's probably just the name of it.
Oh, it's the name of it.
Because, like I said, right. A lady called in and was asking for a Rancho Los something prison. And she said that it was in Chino Hills. I was like, there ain't no freaking place here in Chino Hills called Rancho Los something. What is wrong with you? That's a lot of blood.
That's Downey.
It's a lot of blood.
So, okay, I forgot. They can't see what we're talking about.
Oh, right.
There's a picture of this wall. It, apparently in the Downey Asylum, two walls with just blood smeared all over.
It's still red. So it could be something else because blood after a while turns brown.
That's true.
So it could be something else.
Or maybe there was a murder in there, and Tony got a picture of it right after it happened. So here are the stairs. Now the stairs is one, and going upstairs is one of the things I'm most worried about in this place, because of how old they are, and how you can just fall through the ground.
I don't think we should go upstairs. That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, going up the stairs seems like a bad...
I think maybe if we want to take a couple steps up the steps just to see, kind of test the water, just...
Yeah. Because this place, I don't know,
That's
Rolling Hills. This?
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Old motherfucker. Rolling Hills, though, I think we can go upstairs. Because they do... You can,
do tours, right?
I think you can do tours, or you can ask for an investigation. So I think we can go upstairs. It's fine. I mean, Ghost Adventures did it. Everybody did it.
Yeah. What's his name? BuzzFeed did it.
BuzzFeed did it. So you can go upstairs. But in Downey, since it's from the 1800s, I
think... And there's been fires, earthquakes, yeah, fires. There's all kinds of shit. Yeah, that's a bad idea. Is that... What is that?
That's Rolling Hills, I believe.
Yeah, that looks like...
It's not Hills. That big, but there is an underground tunnel.
Yeah, that tunnel. Oh, what was it called? It was called the Body Chute, right?
Yeah. Is that Rolling Hills or that Pennhurst?
Oh, that might be Pennhurst, actually.
Pennhurst is the one with the ball. The boy with the ball. The throwback.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. That
we can go to both. That one's in Pennsylvania. That.
Yeah.
We could do both. We could do a road trip.
I'm telling you. I've been wanting to do a road trip ever since I was like 4.
That'd be so much. And just drive to Pennsylvania and then go to New York.
Yeah.
And then drive back.
It's right next to each other.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
So we could do Pennhurst first. Now, but see, here's the thing. If we go to Pennhurst and we throw a stupid ball and it gets thrown back to us, we're not going to want to go to Rolling Hills.
We're just
going
to want to
go home.
Are we, though?
If a ball gets thrown back at me or if I see something, I'm going to want to go home.
No, we just...
I've seen enough.
But no, but we need to just get a good night's rest and then it's like, okay, hey, like let's go back since we're here, you know?
I guess, yeah, Shadow Hallway does sound really fun.
Yeah, come on.
But after that, I'm done.
Yeah. We get our fill, the ball comes back to us, we're like, hey, Jimmy, or whatever his name is.
Oh, the kid?
Yeah, I don't know his name.
If that even happens, again, I'm such a big freaking skeptic.
We both are. I don't think it's going to happen. I personally don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think
But anything's possible, you know?
That's going to scare the shit out of me.
That's a tall dude.
If we walk into a room and there's a huge suit hanging... Oh, it's Rolling Hills where that giant lived.
Yeah.
Remember? He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, right? He was like 7'6" or something like that.
And there's pictures of him.
And there's like, yeah, he's a ghost. Or he's a spirit.
He's one of like the most common apparitions.
Yeah, apparitions.
That's probably him right there. This picture.
Yeah, that's what I was saying last night.
It's a big one.
Because you sent that picture last night.
Oh, and then there's that room with the nurse that was like a horrible nurse, and she was into Satanism, and she would beat on her patients and stuff.
Right.
There's that room that we can go to. I forgot her name.
I'm not down to do a seance. I don't.
No, I don't want to do the candles. I think maybe lighting a candle would be fun. Turn off all the flashlights and light a candle.
If it blows out and there's like no wind.
Shit myself. I'm going home. But we can't leave until we do Shadow Hallway.
Okay.
If we see a door shut, we're going to get spooked. We're going to keep going.
Yeah, we got to keep going. We can't be pussies.
If we see a full body apparition.
We leave?
Then maybe we leave. Because it's like, we already saw something.
Yeah,
we don't need to go to the hallway. We already saw something. But again, if one of us sees it, then it's like, nah.
You're stupid.
Yeah, you're stupid. It's like, I believe you saw it, but I didn't see it. So I was like, whatever.
Doesn't count. It's good.
Yeah. But if all three of us see something.
At the exact same time.
We can leave.
The exact same thing. We're gone.
We're gone.
We've seen it.
Because, I mean, one of us could just go into a room and be like, oh, shit, this is shit.
That's why we can't go anywhere alone, because we have to experience everything together.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about the screaming lady. Shit. What is that?
I'm honestly... Oh, well, no, the giant was friendly, though.
The giant is friendly. He's just really scary, apparently. I mean, obviously.
He's a giant.
He's a fucking giant ghost. But the screaming girl... See, now, that's one thing that I think is really going to spook us is... If we hear a scream.
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll try and be like, oh, it's just wind that was, you know.
We'll try to debunk it. But if it's a straight-up scream, then, you know, we're going to have a little bit of a problem debunking that.
I think something cool we could do, too, is go into a room and take a picture with the flash on.
Yeah. Huh.
And then go to the next room and take a picture with the flash on. And then after we're done, we look back at all the pictures and see if we saw anything.
Yeah.
That's
a good idea. That's a good idea.
So, like, every room we go into, take some pictures. But not, I don't want to have our cameras out the whole time because nothing happens.
Ghosts are scared of them.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that.
I want to, like, experience something. And I don't, you know, we're not going to get any evidence anyways. Oh, there it is right there. Just Rolling Hills.
Wow.
So, this is the main building.
Right, it's a Y.
There's a tunnel under it that leads to this building, I think. Or something. I know there's a tunnel.
Damn.
This is in Pennsylvania? It's really in the middle of... No, this is in New York. Mm. I think you can do something. We'll get there when we get there.
This it really looks away. Very small.
It's quite small. I think it's... Is it two or... It's two stories, right? Two stories and then a basement. And is it the basement where Raymond lives?
Raymond is...
Yeah, this is where the Christmas room is. Remember the Christmas room?
No.
Yeah, in the basement there was that that man a couple hundred years ago that would, like, molest girls and stuff.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
His name was Raymond. And apparently he's really aggressive if you go into the basement.
At least we're not women.
Yeah, at least we're not women. But we can go down there and we can make fun of him. Mm. We could poke at him.
So okay, I'm down to make fun of him.
You stupid bitch molested all those girls. You're stupid. You're dead now.
Yeah, and you're stuck here. And you can't possess us because he has to stay there. Right? Isn't that how spirits work?
I wouldn't say that. Can't possess me. Possessed.
I would have said that. Yeah, that's a little weird. Maybe that's Raymond.
Maybe. There it is at night. Yeah, I think we're gonna see something. Honestly. Even if it is just one of us sees something and then we all debunk it. Or I think we'll definitely hear something.
I want it to be all three of us.
That's why Shadow Hallway. I want us all to look down the hallway for like whoever knows how long. And we just start taunting and whatever, we light a candle, something.
We throw a ball down there. Even though that's not where the ball is.
Somebody will throw it back.
Yeah, that's creepy. Is that Shadow Hallway?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shadow Hallway, that's going to be the best fucking part of the night. And the scariest. This might be Shadow Hallway, I don't know.
Oh, that's that picture that you sent, right? Where the guy was peeking out of the corner?
Oh, was it? No, I think that was...
No, that was the same hallway, though.
Same hallway, this... Yeah,
that right one, here. That one. Oh. Like, if we all three see something like that, and we describe it to each other, we're like, yeah, we all saw this exact same thing, we're gone.
Yeah, as soon as we see something, we are gone. Oh, that's Shadow Hallway, right there. No, it's not.
No, that doesn't seem like
at the end of Shadow Hallway, there's that red light, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Red light. So. And then, dude, Penhurst, we're going to first. Penhurst might be the one with Raymond, I don't remember. It's either that one. And I think Penhurst is the one with the body shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Penhurst is bigger.
Way bigger.
Now, this one, I don't know if you have to break into it or not.
Mm.
You could probably just walk in.
For real, there's no gates.
There's no gates or anything. God damn it.
We're going to go there and get molested by Raymond.
Fuck him. He's not going to do shit to us. Probably doesn't even exist.
I'm gonna get molested by a ghost.
I mean, he probably existed, but I'm a skeptic. I think we're gonna hear something, and we're just gonna shit ourselves, and then we're gonna keep going, and then we're gonna leave.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh man, you heard that fucking rock hit the ground?
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, that was terrifying. Whatever. And then we'll bring a ball. We'll throw a ball down the hallway.
I think there's already a ball right there, isn't there?
Oh yeah, isn't there usually a ball? Didn't the kid threw it or whatever, and then it went to the name Ryan when they were exploring?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, Ryan threw it. I can't remember.
Ryan threw it, and then it bounced. It went boom, 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 and it stopped, and it went boom, 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 boom. And then they went, and then it landed right underneath the name Ryan.
Now, if some shit like that happens...
That's a little weird.
And it lands under, like, Sam, or Abraham, or Taylor, I want to go home.
That's beyond coincidence. That's beyond coincidence.
What if we throw it and it just gets chucked back at us and it hits us right in the face?
I would start laughing first and then I would start running.
Like just as hard as someone could throw it, just right in the face.
What if one of us gets hit by it, but all three of us feel like we got hit by it? But there's only one ball.
We're going home.
Imagine how weird that would be.
We're going home.
I need to find a ball for it. Because I have a ball somewhere out here.
All I know is that we are going to go home if any shit like that happens. Honestly, like Downey is whatever. This is the big boy. This is the big stuff that I'm.
My problem with Downey is just the cults that have been, circulating here. And my biggest concern is cops.
Yeah, security.
There's security, because I know that there's security guards. But, I mean, have you ever seen a physically fit security guard? Actually, I have at Target. But, nowhere else. Because have you seen the security guards? They're fat as hell.
Yeah.
They're not chasing anybody.
And, you know, that we don't have to worry about that at Penrith or Rolling Hills, I don't think.
No. But
we just have to worry about getting in. Oh, yeah, buy tickets for Penrith Haunted Asylum.
There you go. Easy. But, see, I don't want to go on a tour. I don't want to go on a tour because I want to, you know, explore my...
No, I think because we could, you know what we could do? We could say we're filming a show for YouTube or something. And we're doing like a ghost investigation. And they'll let us in because they let Ghost Adventures in. Like, they let everybody in.
I feel like they would want like proof of that though.
Maybe. Because I mean, I don't want to like break in if we don't have to. If we can make something up, yeah, oh yeah, we're going into... You know, maybe we're just starting. We're just starting something, and this is the first place that we wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And then we come out.
I mean, we're paying for it, so...
Yeah. Oh, buy tickets. See, I don't want to go if it's like a haunted house or there's a bunch of other people there. I want to go at whatever time at night by ourselves. And if we have to break in, then we fucking break in.
We have to break in.
Once we're in and if nobody saw us, we're good.
Yeah.
As long as we don't scream. Which, if we see fucking shadow crawling towards us, we're going to scream.
Yeah.
So.
That's going to be very difficult not to scream.
But, I mean, even if we hear, like, a door slam or anything, we're going to scream.
We're going to debunk it, though.
We're going to scream, we're going to shit ourselves, and then we're going to debunk it.
Yeah. That's the problem with door slamming, is we're too...
Unless we see it.
Yeah, exactly. Unless the door is facing us, it's open, and then it just, you know.
Yeah.
Something different. That's different.
See, there's a bunch of cars here. There's like houses right here. This might be like an office, so then you can go there and ask to get in.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, right here. You can email. Email. So we can email and be like, hey, is there any way we could, you know,
get it?
We want to do an investigation.
Stay overnight or something.
Stay overnight.
We might leave early, but.
Well, they lock you in. Because they're gonna lock it. Somebody can just lock in.
True.
So I think you're there until they come back. So if we see something, then we can't go home. Unless we break one of the windows. I guess if shit really hits the fan.
There's no way if shit hits the fan, I'm not staying.
But they lock you in, I'm pretty sure.
I'm going to break a window. I'll just pay for it. Like, well, I don't care.
We'd stay. I think we'd want to go at like... Because you got to think about this. We're staying up for however many hours. So we'd want to go there. I don't want to go there when it first turns dark. I want to go at like 12.
I was thinking like 1 or 2.
Or 1. And then stay until they come back at 6 or whatever. When the sun comes up. So we're there for maybe
5-6 hours.
5 or 4 hours.
Yeah.
4 or 5 hours. Because you got big. This is not that big. What are we going to do?
Yeah, for 5 hours?
I think we should go at like 2.
That's a good.
But we have to ask them, when could we go? You know,
yeah.
When would you let us come in? And if they say 12, we gotta go at 12.
Yeah, there's no choice. But we're gonna be stuck there for 6 hours.
Unless they don't lock us in. And if they're just like, oh, okay, you can leave whenever you want, then we're good. Just drive home. But if they do lock us in, then we just gotta stay for 6 hours. But we'll do something.
I'm claustrophobic, bro. And I know it's a big area, but just knowing the fact that I'm locked in, it's like...
Well, honestly, I think if we had 4 hours, plenty of enough time. Because we're going to be going super slow. Because I want to explore everything. Mm. I want to go into every room. I want to look at maybe documents or papers that are left around. Random shit that we find. Everything.
Maybe 5 hours is a good time. So, even, you know, like I would say 1 or 2 is good. I think 1 or 2 is good time.
Yeah.
Because we can explore enough, you know.
Because I want to spend a lot of time. I mean, there's probably like... some crazy stuff in there, you know?
Yeah.
And if there's like a tunnel, like a basement, that's another level. And Penrith is huge, so we probably want even longer in Penrith.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if they lock you in. I don't know if they'll even let us in. I don't know what. We can email them or whatever. Or maybe go on their website and see what... Oh, there's Raymond. Okay, Raymond is a...
In Penrith or what?
Penrith, yeah. Let's see. experience it. Ghost hunts. Yeah, there's a guided tour. To check availability. Oh, okay. The following are public tours and ghost hunts and must be prepaid in advance. Age restrictions as follows. Age 18 plus with a valid photo ID. Self-guided walking tour. We don't care about that.
Self-guided, though.
Oh, yeah. Self-guided. Okay, my bad. It's only 1 hour self-guided tour.
That's not enough time at all.
Guided tour followed by self-guided ghost hunt? 8 hours. Fuck. 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours. There's something we can get here. Private ghost hunts. That's what we want.
So this is what we could do. We could call them and be like, hey, okay, look it. What's your availability? Because honestly, I feel like there's a waiting list.
Probably. So we could call them and see exactly what we want to do, what we want. Because we want to be there by ourselves.
Yeah.
So, but you have to be 18. So we won't do this for a while. For Rolling Hills?
I kind of want to call them.
I mean, you totally could.
Because we would have to say, okay, look, hey, look, like, here's the thing. We're a bunch of curious motherfuckers. We're stupid as hell. When we turn 18, or when you know, it'll be a couple years until we can do something. But what's the availability? What's the wait list? How much is it going to cost?
And could we do just the three of us?
Yeah, could we do just three of us overnight?
A couple hours. I could find their number. Contact us. Because it'd be good to know in advance.
Yeah.
You could do a wedding there?
Why would you do that?
I guess it's beautiful, am I right? Rolling Hills
Asylum. 585. What is 502 via message?
I guess so. You want to call that? You want to call that?
I'm kind of scared. I don't know why. 585. I just don't know what to say exactly.
Yeah, what do we say? Because, I mean, we're not going to go for like 3 years.
Do we just be like, hey, look, we're just trying to get some pricing?
We could ask, is there a wait list? Is there a waiting list for going?
I'm going to piss myself.
I know, I got to pee, dude. I got to pee for 3 minutes. Because that's really important. If there's a waiting list, then we got to sign up soon. You know, next year maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, and then we're going in. Now, I don't know what month we want to go in. Because I don't want to go, because if it's freezing in there, I don't want to bring like 3 jackets.
Yeah. We would have to probably go in the summer. You're going to be in school.
Right. We can't go in the winter unless we go winter break. So we'd want to go in summer in, like, July. I feel like that's when everybody's going to go, though.
Yeah. But if we get on a waiting list and we're like there for, like, you know, we're on that waiting list for a while.
So waiting list, and if we can just go by ourselves for a couple hours late at night.
They might not even pick up, because it's VM, so it might be via message.
Oh, is it even open? Are they open?
Yeah, check if they're open. Recording?
That was a recording.
That didn't sound like a recording. It sounded like she was talking to me.
I think it was a recording. No,
that would be nuts if she was actually talking. Damn, you gotta say that every time you answer the phone?
Okay, here you go. 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. Quarantine hunt, private hunt, max 12 people, $1,000.
That's nothing. That's nothing.
Oh, we can do that. 4 hour detained tour ghost. Okay, we don't want to do that.
but 4 to 8?
8 to 4.
Oh, 8 to 4.
6 hours.
I'm dyslexic.
So that's perfect, actually. Because you want, I want to be there at 3 a.m. I want to be there from 3. I want to have all 3.
You know, actually, at 3 a.m., we're probably going to want to leave anyways after
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That's going to be perfect. That's going to be perfect. Take a picture of it. That's perfect.
That's perfect, right there. And it's only $1,000. Fuck that. Yeah,
we're good. Okay, so we're gonna take a
I took a picture of the wrong fucking thing. Max 12 people. If other people want to come with us. Actually,
No.
It's just 3 of us.
Just 3 of us.
Yeah, this is a private ghost hunt for your own group. Guided tour optional, from 8 p.m. to 4 p.m. for your group of up to 12 people. One price for a party, blah, blah, blah. Everyone in your group must complete their own registration from via this link. Okay? We do not provide equipment. We don't need equipment. We just need flashlights.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to... I mean, we can film a little bit, because, I mean, we're going to want to.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be 18. So what do we do next year? If you have enough money, we can do next year. Don't forget your feet. Dress warmly in layers. In July. I mean, it is New York, and it is all enclosed, so I guess it is pretty cool. You have to have valid ID. No late entry. Ticket is good only for a specific date and time printed on the ticket. No switching of dates or times. No exceptions. No refunds.
Okay.
No drugs. No alcohol. To refuse entry to anyone for any reason. No expectations. No exceptions, no refunds for complete rules. Okay, that's perfect. We could probably ask them and see if there's something better. Because, I mean, this is 12 people. We only need 3 people.
Yeah, like, you know, if there's a cheaper option for three.
You know, maybe we could just do, what is this? 4-hour, what is detained tour? Okay, here we go. Eight hour. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, 8 to 4. We're there for 8 hours. You know what's going to happen, though? We're going to be there for 7 hours when it's 3 o'clock. We're going to start seeing things. We're going to go crazy. You're going to silence for 7 hours?
7 hours pitch black. You know, yeah, of course we're going to start to see things.
Okay, so we're really going to need to stock up in batteries. We're going to need to bring a bunch of flashlights, food. We got to put some planning into this soon.
Let's make a list. Let me make a list. I need a list.
Maybe we could find something that's 4 hours...
Okay. All right. Paper mate pen. Let's do it. Oh, not sponsored.
But if we are doing the 8 hours, because I don't want to leave until after 3 a.m.
Right.
So anything we have to do 3 a.m.
So we might have to just take the 8 hours.
If we have to,
we might have to just take it in the ass. Yeah.
So we have to bring food.
Food. Yeah.
Because we're there for 8 hours and a lot of water. So, I think we're going to want to make a hub. Right as soon as you walk in, we should make that entry area the hub.
Really, the entry area?
Or maybe we could find some better places to be the hub. But we need... Because we're going to need to leave stuff at the hub. Nobody's going to steal it. Nobody's going to be in there, I hope. If we come back and it's all gone...
We're leaving.
Yeah. Did you say no walk-ins?
No walk-ins.
No walk-ins.
So, like, if we can't show up to the dorm and be like, hey, we want to, you know, purchase something, we have to have a prior...
We have to register on...
We have to register with the prior... Yeah, all that shit.
So we make a hub...
/battery.
Oh, we have to ask them, too. We're going to be the only people in there on that date. We don't want anybody else in there. Just us.
Yeah, I'm sure at that time we're going to be the only ones. I don't think they're going to schedule people, you know, with us.
They better not.
I don't think they would do that, no. We're paying $1,000. We better not. There better not be people there.
That's a lot of money. Maybe we could find something better than 1,000. Because that is 12 people. Maybe we could find something for 4 or 5.
Yeah. But so food, snacks, water, flashlights, batteries.
So how many flashlights do you think we should bring?
I would say.
And what type?
Between bright ones for sure.
Super bright. I think we should maybe bring a some head ones right here.
Yeah, headlamps.
So we could bring 3 of those. 3 normal flashlights. We have our phones.
So 3 each. 9. Or just...
Yeah, that's 3 flashlights per person, because of the phone, a flashlight, and a headlight.
Okay.
Get a bright headlight. Not your stupid one.
No.
That's scary as shit.
No.
Because,
no,
I mean, and then a copious amount of batteries.
Oh, yeah. I say, like, 3 or 4 packs of, like, 32 batteries.
Yeah, a lot.
Like, a lot of batteries.
A lot of batteries.
Because, I mean, we're going to be in there for... If we are in there for 8 hours, we're going to need a lot of batteries. A
lot of batteries.
And at least a whole pack of water bottles.
Yeah, like a 32.
Like a 32. Yeah.
Because
we're going to be walking, and we're going to be crapping ourselves sweating.
Yeah.
Because if we hear something, I'm going to start sweating. I'm going to start running, I'm going to start sweating.
So at least 32 pack. What do you do about the restroom? Do you just piss anywhere?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really know.
What if you got to take a crap?
Bucket. Maybe like a bucket.
Maybe there's like an outpost. You just or an outhouse or something that you take a crap in. Maybe they don't lock you in. I don't know. We'll call them and we'll ask them. We'll be like, hey, how does this work?
Yeah.
You know. But we also have to ask them. We don't want to go to the haunted house. We just want to go to the asylum.
Right.
It said bring layers, so I guess it gets hot or cold.
Jackets.
So jackets.
Maybe a sweater.
Maybe a sweater, and then we'll just take it off as we go.
Yeah, if we get, I'm sure we will.
Jeans for sure, because you don't want to get anything on your legs. Who knows what's in there?
I don't wear these.
Masks.
Just masks. I don't think they would let us in if we had to wear masks. To be H, like they're doing guided tours all the time.
Let's see. There was a thing of what to bring.
Oh, well, what the hell?
I forgot. But I mean, this is good.
Yeah, no, this is good too. We need this.
But I don't know. Maybe there's like a certain part that you might need a mask, just in case, you know.
Oh yeah, I feel you. Should we wear boots or should we just wear tennis shoes? I feel like we should just wear tennis shoes.
I don't know. I like boots. Boots are cool.
Boots. You want to wear boots? Okay, I'm done.
But we could just wear tennis shoes.
I'm thinking
if we're gonna run.
Yeah, it's gonna. We have to travel light a little bit. Backpacks.
Backpacks for sure. Big backpacks. What to bring?
Backpack.
Yeah, bring extra clothing for both cold and warm weather. Rain gear.
Just in case it rains.
Our RHA is not heated. It is brick. Our Rolling Hills Asylum. It holds the cold and never really warms up in the building until late May.
Oh, so let's try to
get dress in layers. Gloves, a small first aid kit, which is perfect. I want to get in the medical field, so if one of us gets hurt, then that's good experience. Hand and foot warmers, so it gets cold. Bring a blanket. When sitting for extended periods of time while doing EVP sessions, if you sit on the floor, you will get chilly. That's another thing. We could bring an EVP device.
What's that?
You know what that is?
No.
You turn it on, and then it has, like, a certain frequency.
So that they can hear voices. Yeah.
And it also makes us look like we're actually being
legit
investigators.
Yeah. What is it called? EMP?
EVP device or something. Fingerless gloves or convertible gloves or mittens so that you can still operate your equipment but keep your hands warm.
Sorry, that's good.
Wear or bring a hat. People tend to stay warmer when their head is covered. So maybe a beanie, hat. In the colder, it's best to wear boots with socks in the colder seasons. Be sure you can wiggle your toes freely. If your boots slash shoes are too tight, your feet will be cold. Once your feet get cold, you will be miserable. The basics. Extra batteries, audio review program, such as Audacity. See, now this, I don't really care about.
Not LED.
Not LED?
Nothing larger than 1 inch in diameter at the lens. Maglite. What is a maglite? Maglite flashlight.
That's a huge flashlight.
Damn it, that kind of sucks.
That kind of sucks. Actually, though, my brother has a flashlight probably this big, and it's a military flashlight, and it's fucking powerful.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll light up an entire building.
So this is the thing. It's gonna cost a hell of a lot more than $1,000 to do this.
Yeah, I don't think we should do that $1,000 one. It's 12 people. It's 8 hours. We could find one for 4 or 5 people that is $100.
I don't think $100.
Because there was one in there that was 6 hours, that was $65.
A what?
But it was a guided tour. So maybe we could find one for $200 or $300.
I'm down for $500, because that leaves us another $500 to buy flashlights, batteries. Yeah, we got to buy all that.
Smartphone, a notebook and pen, headphones, additional equipment, compass, film camera. If one of us could bring a film camera, that would be great. And then all this, we don't really care about. Because this is all if you're actually... Oh, ultraviolet. That could be cool. So once we get closer, well, because these are all, you can still sign up.
We could just buy, we could just buy slowly but surely. Like, we could just buy good flashlights.
I want to buy that flashlight.
Yeah. And so once we, the stuff that we will get once we're, like, the day before is, like, water bottle snacks and batteries and shit like that.
That'll be, you know, maybe, like, $100.
Yeah, all that.
I mean, should we bring toilet paper? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works. Is there going to be a bathroom that we can just take a
bathroom? I don't want to go. Do you want to go to the bathroom in there?
I mean, if it's a nice bathroom. Maybe there's, like, maybe they renovated or made a new bathroom. I don't know. I don't know what they do about the bathroom. Maybe you have to leave and go outside and go to maybe one of the houses or something. Or not one of the houses, one of the other buildings. That'd be scary because I wouldn't want to go by myself and take a dump in one of these random buildings.
But I wouldn't want somebody to be with me while I'm shitting, you know?
I think all three of us should just go.
I think so, too, honestly.
And then the person takes it down and we wait outside.
I'm so down for that.
So, it apparently it gets really cold in there. So, we're done with this. Everything else is stupid. So, apparently
extra socks. Really cold.
Extra socks, probably. And it also depends, do we want to go in the winter, when we're on winter break, or the summer?
Summer.
So, probably summer.
I say summer.
Because in the winter, I mean, it's New York.
It's going to be freezing.
It's going to be snowing.
Yeah.
It's going to be, it could be negative.
No, I don't want to go there in the winter.
I mean, they said it's cold enough in the summer. You should bring sweatshirts in the summer.
Yeah.
So. Water. I don't know what type of food. We should probably bring maybe like some snacks. But we should probably bring like a meal. Because I mean, if we are in there, I don't think we'll be in there for 8 hours. I don't think we're going to do that long. Mm-hmm. But if we're in there for
four or five hours,
mm-hmm. we're going to need food.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if our stomachs are growling, it's going to scare us.
Yeah, that's true.
I just don't know what type of food. Because, I mean, what can you bring in your backpack?
We can see if we can buy some military, like those, you know, like...
Okay.
That, like, you open up and you throw something in there and you roll it up and it heats up by itself and it's just, like, stew.
You can do that.
Those aren't that expensive.
Yeah.
They're really not, so...
We can bring some snacks, bring some peanuts.
Oh, first aid kit, that's what it was.
First aid kit, for sure. In case somebody falls.
So we're not gonna leave if somebody gets a scratch.
If someone gets really hurt, though, we gotta go. But I mean, how's that even gonna happen? That's stupid.
I mean, we could just twist our ankle and break it on accident. That's the only thing that I can think of.
That's
so
true. Maybe going down the stairs.
Yeah, it's like, okay, we gotta go. Time to leave. Yeah. And then we just make fun of that person for the rest of our lives.
You fucker ruined the investigation.
There goes, you know, $600 down the drain, asshole.
So, Beanie, I said bring a notebook and pen.
So, I got that. Wrote that one down.
I don't know why.
Probably just to record something that we saw. I don't know. You know.
Make sure our phones are fully charged.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, I don't believe in it, but apparently ghosts drain electricity. They drain flashlights. That's why flashlights just die when you're investigating.
We can't be on Instagram or any of that shit, because it's going to just drain our battery. Airplane mode all the way.
All I want to use our phones for is an emergency for flashlight. Because that's last resort for flashlight. Because that flashlight sucks.
Mm.
And pictures.
Oh, candles.
Oh, candles, yeah. Candles lighters. And a lighter. I don't know. They should let us bring a lighter, right?
It should be. And if not, then that kind of sucks.
We should probably... Somebody by then will have a camera. Just to bring a camera.
Right.
Like a nice camera. So then we'll also look more... presentable, being like, okay, we are doing an actual investigation. But I think that even if we just have phones, and whenever we're paying them $300, they'll let us explore.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, it will be.
No, but a camera could be cool, because we could take some nice pictures.
Yeah.
EVP, we could buy one of those.
What else do we need? We're not going to be sleeping, I don't think, so we don't need anything.
No, it said, but if you are doing EVP sessions, you should bring a blanket, because the ground gets really
cold.
That's
true. Maybe some pillows.
So, honestly, we might want to bring, like, a freaking suitcase or something.
Yeah.
Like a duffel bag. Like, we should all bring backpacks, maybe a duffel bag.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because we're going to bring a lot of stuff.
Blankets. Yeah, because we're going to be carrying a whole case of...
Yeah, and then we want to make a hub.
That maybe some energy drinks?
Oh, yeah.
Caffeine?
For sure, caffeine. So maybe some, yeah, energy drinks, for sure.
I don't know.
We could bring, oh, no, that's a bit much.
Which one?
I was going to say we could bring a cooler, but we don't really need it.
I mean,
it's going to be cold in there.
Yeah,
so the drinks are, because apparently, dude, it gets fucking cold.
Well, if we're bringing anything perishable, like food-wise, we need to bring a cooler.
Yeah,
because I'm not going to rely on it to just be cold.
No. It does depend what we bring on food. Or we could just eat the biggest meal of our life before we go in. If we're there for 4 hours, I could last 4 hours without eating. Just bring peanuts.
We're gonna be like pretty nervous. So it's like when I get nervous, I don't really want to eat anything.
Yeah.
So but I still think we should bring something.
We should bring something small. Maybe we should bring sandwiches. Like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Those don't go bad. No,
I take that every day to work. Yeah.
Yeah. Be fine. And maybe just eat some like some Chinese food.
Granola bars. Yeah, granola bars.
Big ass Chinese meal.
Yeah. Get there.
And then we're full. I had some great fucking Chinese food in Arkansas.
Chinese food is good, dude.
And it fills you up.
Yeah.
So we could eat.
For me, it honestly doesn't really fill me up that much. I'm hungry in less than an hour or two.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So.
What's up?
It's
you gonna help him buy a computer?
No. He doesn't have enough money.
Four.
Sam's up. Got $50.
Got $5, bro.
You can't buy anything.
Sam, hold on. I said the same. It's literally you.
Oh boy.
To verify you.
Oh boy. Some of those computers, though, were actually pretty good.
Yeah, they weren't bad, huh?
The PC you sent me, the Cyberpunk, there's like a 1660 graphics card. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
But I think if you save up more, you could just build one.
Yeah.
On a website. Because, again, I don't know much about, like, motherboards.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Okay. Nice.
Because you also got to, if you're buying a PC, you got to buy a monitor.
Yeah.
And a keyboard. And if you're going to buy a monitor, you want to buy 144 hertz, which are, like, $200.
Well, you don't have to get the monitor just yet. Because I have an extra you could use.
Yeah.
So you don't need to buy a keyboard, because you can also use that mouse. A keyboard, you could start off with the...
Yeah, you can get like $30 keyboard.
Yeah. That's true. Dude, my keyboard before I got this new one, it had a circle at the end. It wasn't a USB, it was like a weird circle plug-in.
That's strange.
Dang it, man, I don't think I saved it. Nice one, Tim.
Nice one. Stupid.
Dude, it was hilarious though. I apologize, I can't read my hand.
Nah, you're good. Boots. Shit. We're ready. I mean, slowly but surely, because I don't want to go probably until we're 19.
Huh? Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
Because you got to think about it. We're going to be gone for at least 2 weeks. No. Because it's going to take at least a week to get to New York from here. Maybe more.
Because we're going to want to do that, and then we're going to want to do...
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we could do it either before or after. Because they're right next to each other, I think, right?
Yeah. Geography, please. Yeah.
I don't remember geography.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's right next to
it? I'm terrible at geography, but yeah, it's right next to it. It's like a 2-hour drive, 3-hour drive.
So we could either do Rolling Hills first, or we could do Pennhurst. Or we could just not do Pennhurst and just do Rolling Hills. It's really... I mean, Pennhurst is kind of out of the way, but we could do both. Rolling Hills is for sure because I know about the website and we know what we can do.
That's a for sure get in.
For
pretty
sure.
Much.
100%.
Pennhurst is more
know.
Like.
I don't know if we can
order. Break in.
Yeah.
Type of shit. But.
Because I didn't see a website.
Pennhurst would be a lot of fun. But it also depends on what we see out of Rolling Hills.
It does. And Rolling Hills could be the final boss.
Because if we see something. Yeah, because we're going to go to Downey, you know. Or we're thinking about it for sure.
Because Rolling Hills, that's. If we're going to see something, we're going to see it there.
Yeah.
Shadow Hallway. Raymond, the Christmas room.
So maybe if we might not even want to do Pennhurst. We might just, let's just go home.
Honestly.
Because it's going to take another week on the road. I don't want to be on the road for another, 3 weeks. Nah.
I want to be gone for maybe...
2 weeks.
2 weeks to, like, 16 days. 16, yeah. 17 days. Because, I mean, to get to Arkansas from here, it's about 3 or 4 days. And that's halfway in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably at least 7 to 8 days to get to New York. And if we're going to make stops on the way... You know, maybe, there's something in freaking,
what,
I don't know.
What car are we going to take? Because we don't have an RV, we don't have anything. I'm not driving an RV. That's
no,
scary.
We're not taking one of our cars, because, I mean, we can't. Unless somebody has a truck. Or, I mean, you have a truck.
Susie, I'm like...
But do we want to... I don't know what we want
to. The problem is with my truck is that it's a little old. And it's... it doesn't have a four-door. It's only three doors. And it's kind of small in the back.
We could rent something.
But that's another, you know...
It's another... How much money is that?
No, we literally can't rent, actually, because we have to be 25.
That's so stupid. You have to be 25 to rent.
We have to be 25, yeah.
All right, so renting's out of the equation. So we can either take a truck. I might get my brother's car, which is the Kia. It has a really big trunk and a lot of room in the back. Or if Abraham has a car, like a...
He has a van.
He does have a van. And it's old as dirt. That thing breaks down a lot.
Yeah, let's not do that. Let's not do that.
So it's either between you or me. If I have my brother's car, which I think I will. By that time.
Do we want to take your brother's car? That's a good car, then.
Yeah, I mean, we drove to Las Vegas, you know, with it. But I don't know. And then we'd also have to talk about hotels. I mean, this is going to be quite a bit of money. I didn't even think about that. Hotels, gas.
I mean, fuck it. How about we food. Just stay in motels?
We could stay in motels.
A little sketch, cheaper, yeah. Kind of gross.
Yeah. We could probably find a nice hotel room. We don't need... We just need one room.
Hotels are expensive, though, dude. Like, I'm talking about probably... I'm probably thinking about $100, $150
for
a decent hotel for one night.
We could find maybe a motel then for, like, $70, one room. Somebody can sleep on the floor. Because we're going to bring blankets. We can bring sleeping bags. And just... We can rent one room and just some two people sleep
so
on the floor.
So we're going to need to have a hotel next to Rolling Hills, though, to store all the stuff that we don't take.
Yeah.
You know? We leave, but then we're going to have to pay for that
two nights.
A couple of nights. Yeah.
Two or three. So we're going to want to bring... We're not doing the 1,000 one. That's stupid. We'll find something cheaper. We'll do something 300, 400.
500 it,
maybe even 200. 500 at the most. Then to get to New York, it'll take at least $1,000.
Yeah.
Between the three of us.
That's why it's probably best to take your Kia, because... That's not sponsored. But because gas mileage is better. Because my truck, it takes $100 to fill that fucker up.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I think the Kia is like $40.
Yeah.
$40 or $50.
Yeah.
Maybe not even that. So we could take that, and it's got a lot of room. And again, we're going to buy a bunch of the stuff there.
Yeah, we're going to buy the... We're not going to take, you know...
Water and all that stupid stuff. Yeah, we're going to go to the store.
The only stuff that we're going to take is like suitcases, backpacks, clothes, boots. The stuff that we're bringing from home.
Exactly.
There. But we're not going to bring anything perishable.
Or we could take an Uber. Everywhere.
No! That's a terrible idea.
He's taking Uber everywhere.
That's a terrible idea, because imagine we're going to, hey, Uber, can you take us across the country real quick?
One takes us to freaking Arizona, and then the next one takes us
to... That's a lot of hopping, that's a lot of...
Yeah, I know, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
But I think in New York, because I want to go to New York City, I don't want to drive in New York City, so from the hotel or somewhere, I want to take an Uber.
Yeah, no, we're not going to drive in it. But, oh...
But I do... I really want to go to New York City. I've always wanted to go to New York City.
Dude, it's going
to
take like $30-$40 just to park your car.
Where?
Anywhere. Because parking is so expensive. That's why nobody drives over there.
In New York?
Yeah, everybody walks or gets a taxi.
Maybe not next to Rolling Stones. Maybe not next to Rolling Hills. Because you can park there. Or you can park at the hotel, you know?
Well, exactly. We're going to have a hotel, so might as well fuck it.
But New York City? No. I'm not driving in New York City. That's worse than Los Angeles. Nobody drives in New York City. Everybody takes taxis.
Yeah.
But I want to go. I want to go for at least one day.
More? Come on.
We could stay 2 days.
Yeah, because we're only going to stay 2 days. Let's just say the 2 days, that's 4 days. Or 2 days at Rolling Hills. And then another 2 days at New York. That's 4 days in total.
So then it's 18 days. Because it's probably a week to get home.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, Rolling Hills is...
Right, week to get there, week to come back. Yeah, 18 days.
Because we'll get there, and then we do it the next day. We do Rolling Hills the next day. Because I don't want to do it the same day that we get there.
That's 3 days.
So we get there.
We get there, we sleep.
We sleep. We go to the next day.
We go to it. Well, hold on. We're going to be there at the night. We can explore and tour during that day. Get to the place at like 7:30. Get our instructions set up. We're set.
Boom. So we could go to New York City that... Oh, well, I don't know how far New York City is.
About 2 hours, 2-3 hours. So if we wake up early enough, we wake up at, like, let's just say 8 or so.
We'd have to go to bed really early.
Okay.
Because we're going to be up till, you know, 5, 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. We're going to have to get a good night.
And we'd really have to... Because, I mean, if we schedule for... We'd probably want to schedule a day ahead. Because, I mean, traffic, whatever, something can happen. And if we get there, it said no refunds.
Yeah.
No nothing. So if you don't, if you get there, you know, late, they won't let you in. If you get there the day after we paid, they won't let you in.
Yeah.
And I don't know how long it'll take to get to New York. So if it takes a week, we'd probably want to schedule it for, like, the 9th day. Maybe you go to New York City the 8th day, come home, go to bed, the 9th day we go.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
You know?
So we yeah, we should leave about 3 days in advance, hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Probably. So we could be gone for 20 days.
Easily.
Yeah. It'd be like my cousin going to Africa. He was gone for... Well, no, actually, he was gone for like 35 days. But we'd be gone for 20 days. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. And during the summer, there goes a month. It's fine.
As long as none of us are, like, working. I don't know if I'll be working because I'm going to be going to school full time.
I didn't think about that.
I might be working. And Abraham will probably be working. And he's fucking married.
It, there goes the plan. It, we're not going if he's married. No, we're staying in Abraham. Why are we saying that? We're not going to let him get married.
That's true. We got to talk to him. We're
actually
not going to
let him. We're actually not. No, bro, we're not talking about that right now.
That's
right
true. Now. No, but we got to let him know about Rolling Hills and what we want. Okay, let's get rid
Rolling
of
Hills or Rachel Penhurst. Alright.
Let's not do Penhurst. Whatever.
Because we won't have enough time.
We won't have enough time. Have enough time. It's too much money. Whatever. Let's just do... Because, I mean, this is already at least $2,000.
Fuck Christ.
So it's at least...
Oh, my God.
$600-something between the three of us. Which is... I mean...
Actually, that's not that much. $600 between the three of us? Not terrible.
Not terrible. 650, because, I mean, if you make...
We need to start looking at flashlights, because I we need to ask Ethan. Ethan knows a lot about flashlights.
We do. I'm going to get my brother's, which is probably... I'm going to get for Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
I'll ask for Christmas. Fair. I'll have a flashlight, and then I'll... these are like $20. These things are...
No, but we want to get a good
one. We could get
one,
a good one for like 50.
But they said 60. No LEDs. So we want to make sure that headlamp isn't LEDs.
Why no LEDs?
I don't know.
We need to ask them, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder if that flashlight's LED. Stupid. Why? LED's the best. Why don't... Whatever.
We're going to email them, so we'll find out all the details when we actually email them.
That's true. Or call them or whatever.
Well, we just called them and they didn't answer.
Maybe that was the wrong number. I don't know. We will email them, though. And then all this... This will come with the years. We'll buy boots. I want to buy boots. I want to buy, you know, new clothes... Sweater, whatever. We'll have that all in time.
Yeah.
And energy drinks, water, food. There you go. Energy drinks and all the food and water. That'd be like
the food is all at when we're there. What?
We're gonna have to. I didn't even think about food every day driving there and driving back. That's like.
Okay. We're gonna be so out of shape after.
Oh, because we're gonna eat out
every
three
day.
Times a day.
Every day.
Hey, I need you to move the car. Sorry.
I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. From here? New York is 40 hours away.
Okay.
Which is, I thought it was going to be a lot more.
From here?
From here.
40 hours.
41 hours. 2,700 miles.
That's it.
That's it.
There's no way.
That's what this says right here. 41
hours.
There's
literally no way.
2,700 miles. It's a 41-hour drive. Walking? How long would it take walking?
At least a week.
Okay, 903 hours. Yeah. So if we drive, let's round it up. That's unrealistic. 50 hours.
Yeah, that's unrealistic. There's no way.
50 hours? We pound out 10 hours a day? We're there in 5 days. 10 hours a day, that's what? 8 to 6.
Right.
We could drive more than that. We could drive 12 hours. Because we'll just switch off between the three of us.
We
could get there in 3 days.
Yeah.
Or that's what we're good.
Fucking hell yeah, dude.
So that's a lot less money. A
lot less money.
Because we were thinking it is going to take a week to get there. If we just drive, hell dude, we could just drive. We could just sleep in the car.
I'm just pissed though.
We could just stop. Go to a gas station. Or just pull over and take a piss in the weeds. In the South, everybody does that.
Yeah.
I guess we're not going to the South. We're going through Utah, Colorado, Nebraska, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, and New York. Pennsylvania? Where the... Where's Pennsylvania?
It's right next to it. It should be.
Maybe we're really stupid and we don't know geography at all.
I don't know geography at all. Did I just not see it? Am I retarded? Oh, there it is. We literally drive right through it.
We could hit it on the way home.
We could do Pennhurst either on the way there or on the way home.
I say on the way home. Because I want to be fresh for that.
I want to be fresh for Rolling Hills.
That's true. So, Fort Dewey, yeah, we could just not even do hotel.
Resources on Pennhurst.
Yeah. While one person's driving, the two other people can sleep. Or one person, because we don't want the person that's driving to fall asleep and die.
Yeah.
Especially if we're driving my car. But yeah, dude, we could just drive.
What if dumbass Abraham doesn't have his fucking license by then?
No, if we're talking 2 years, yeah, everybody will have their license.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. And a lot of this, you know, we probably have, and okay, maybe we could say, if we're just going straight New York, it's 50 hours. Mm-hmm. Probably. Driving. But if maybe we want to take a stop somewhere, maybe if we go through somewhere cool in Colorado, or
maybe
on the way home we'll do that.
Honestly, but see, here's the problem with that. Realistically, we're probably only going to get a few hours of sleep because of the road. It's kind of hard to sleep in the car sometimes.
Yeah, I get car sick.
So we might not want to do that because then we're not going to be fully rested for.
That's true.
And then we're going to start.
Well, maybe when we get to, like, Iowa...
We might have to just call, like, the first day, we might just have to sleep it in.
Yeah,
to sleep.
So we should get a hotel in New York for, like, 2 days before we do it. Mm. And just sleep.
Sleep, kind of, maybe...
Just relax, get used to everything. And then we go in, and then if... Depending on what happens there, we'll go to Pennhurst.
Yeah, yeah.
We could, you know what we could do? We could plan 3 days ahead... Go to New York, sleep, go to New York City, explore around, do some stupid stuff.
Sleep again.
Go back home, sleep again.
Next day.
Go to the thing or go to New York City again if you want to, or just stay in, and then we do Long Hills. And then, so if we drive there?
I feel like it's going to be too many days to, like, leading up to it, and it's just like,
maybe 2 days. We can go to New York City the first day, and then the next day, because the next day, it is at 8. What are we going to do until 8?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably just sleep.
Yeah.
But this will save us a lot of money if we just drive all the way to somewhere. Because you got to think about it, too. Maybe over here, hotels are cheaper. California is fucking expensive.
That's fair.
California sucks in money. Yeah. In Arkansas, dude, gas was like $1.50.
Damn.
Yeah. So, you know, in Nebraska. So we could drive easily. How do I get out of here?
Fuck. Too far.
Dude, I don't understand. Oh, we're going to go through...
Fuck, that's going to be a lot of fun.
We can do that on the way there, on the way back. So we should plan like an 18-day trip.
20-day
trip.
20-day for sure.
We could put all of it in there. We could go to Las Vegas. Okay, yeah, that's true. Las Vegas might not be a good idea on this trip. Las Vegas might be... Oh, and I want to be 21 before I go to Las Vegas. Stupid.
That's fair.
Because I want to drink. And I want to go to all the strip clubs and shit. Okay, so...
Okay, so 21, we'll wait for that. All right.
So this is just Rolling Hills.
We're going through Denver, Utah. That's going to be cold. Nebraska, Iowa. Been to Iowa before.
It's cool. I've been to Iowa too. Missouri,
Chicago. Illinois. Iowa. What did I say? Ohio. Got him.
Iowa.
I'm so
interested. And then Pennsylvania, New York.
Okay, there you go.
And then we got to go to Rolling Hills from New York, so that could be another hour or whatever, unless it's right there. So. 50 hours, maybe more, with traffic.
How is that the same? That one's closer.
I do not... Oh, yeah, we could do this route. I'll just take this one. This is the one that's showing. That is less miles. Stupid ass.
Yeah, I guess it's just where you want to go. Arizona or New Mexico...
Oklahoma. Well, I've been through all these.
Yeah, me too.
So we should go this way. Because I've never been through Colorado.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Colorado! There's something in Colorado. I don't remember. going through Las Vegas, that's going to suck. Because we're going to look around and be like, fuck. But getting a hotel or something in Las Vegas, be like, bonkers money.
Yeah.
Bonkers.
So,
I think we should also bring an extra gas can.
Yeah.
And we should a spare tire for sure.
Yeah, I think the carting has a spare
tire. That's good. I have AAA, so we're good. Except for cartage. Do you have AAA?
I do not know. I don't.
Well, you'll have.
I don't even know if I'll have the car yet, or if I'll have the car.
That's true. Fair enough.
But one of us will have a car.
Yes.
If we have to, we'll take something. I didn't even think about it. We can't rent.
We literally can't rent gas.
That's so stupid. You can drink and smoke marijuana, but you can't rent.
Man, this is a lot more planning than our stupid England trip. What happened?
No, don't you remember when every hour, once it elapsed an hour, it kind of starts over?
Oh, it does?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, should I pause it and save it?
Yes.